Bella speaking.
Well, this is Kathy Richardson. I need a home health care specialist to come in and help me.
Sure, you need like a home health aide to help you in your house?
Yes, ma'am. The one that I have right now, I'm not happy with.
Sure.
Her agency.
We can assist you with that. In which county are you?
St. Louis.
St. Louis County. And I guess you have home care ready, right?
Yes, I do. But she's about as talkative as a wall. And I like to talk. Okay.
How many hours per week were you approved?
12.
What?
12 hours.
Or 12 hours a day. Got it. So what we'll need to do is...
12 hours a week.
I'll need to get your information, and we'll need to call the state to notify them that you want to come with Deluxe Home Care. And once we have that, we're going to just start looking for an aide with your preferences.
Okay.
So you said your first name is Catherine, your last name is Richards?
Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, a.k.a. Kathy Richardson. RICHARDSON.
Got it. And what's your date of birth?
7/13/1949.
Let me log into your Medicaid account. Actually, do you have your Medicaid ID with you?
I have it in my purse. Just a minute. Oh. I got it. Great. They have a MoHealth thing.
The MoHealth number I need.
Huh?
Like the MoHealth number, right?
Right. Is that what you want?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Like the DCN ID?
Let me get out of the little plastic case.
Hmm?
I get so much stuff in my wallet that it's best to keep a lot of this stuff separate, you know? Oh, yeah, that's what you want. Worst part is I can barely see it. I had cataract surgery. My eyes are... And I have macular degeneration.
Okay, let me see if I can check it up. Do you have it, actually?
Yeah. 354...
What is it? 314, you said?
354.
Okay.
7-4-5-9-3.
Got it. Thank you so much. And Kathy, what's your social?
377-56-3859.
Got it. And what's your exact address?
1200 Allen Market Lane, apartment 211, St. Louis, Missouri, 63104.
104, got it. And what do you need for a caregiver?
What were you saying?
And what's your preferences for a caregiver? What do you want caregiver should do? When should she come?
I want her in on Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Monday, Wednesday,
I would like
Friday. Okay.
I need someone to do the basic house chores to help me I'm not too steady on my feet. I do have a shower chair, but when you bathe, sometimes there's no other choice but to stand up to thoroughly rinse yourself. Because, you know, I like to clean down in a certain area, and I have a fungus, so I've got to keep myself as clean as possible. I need somebody, and what this person, she's got to be, I used to do this work for a living, live in.
Okay.
I did everything. I changed the pins. I'm not in the pins yet. I washed and folded clothes. I put them up. And I want her to do that. I get the laundry back. It might be folded and it's left. And I still have to put it up. Well, that's not why she's there. I cannot stand long enough to fry an egg. Literally, I can't. I want to do some baking. And I have to sit there with a bowl in my lap.
Wow.
With a whisk to mix a cake batter.
Oh,
so
wow.
You put everything in the bowl and you sit down. And that can be dangerous. Because
right.
I can spill it all over the floor. I've had one caregiver after another. I don't like this mop. I don't like that mop. I want this mop. I don't want that mop. Present one, she comes in. You don't have any masks. So I bought her masks.
Oh, my.
Oh, I'm not
do you have
any
specific hours of the day you want her to come?
The present one comes in between 9 and 10. And if she isn't here by 11, she's not coming in. But so I'd like her in at about 9 o'clock. I will probably fall asleep in my chair. But I want to talk her. As you gather, I am a talker. I've learned not to be shy over the years, and I make up for it. And other days, I'm just sitting here watching TV, on my phone, watching videos. I also would like someone that can transport me if I want to go to the grocery store. Instacart only has so many choices, and you don't always get what you want when they substitute.
Right.
Sometimes what they substitute is more expensive than what you wanted.
Okay. We're going to find you a good aide for you. Maybe do we call the state right now and let them know that you want to come with Deluxe Home Care so we can find an aide for you? So they'll transfer their services to us. We'll be able to staff you.
Okay, thank you. And now I've got to make one more phone call, and that's to American Home Patients to get them to come and take out their damn equipment. 3 to 4 weeks is too long to wait for oxygen bottles.
Right.
I'm on oxygen.
Oh, wow.
And I've been calling, asking for the oxygen, and it's like, well, we're going to be in that area, and I keep looking for the 618 number, whatever their phone number is, you know, the area code that they're in, and nothing. And so I'm sitting here waiting for the oxygen, and I talked to the hospice. I'm now on Inogen.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We're ready for Inogen.
Oh, wow. So what we'll do is let me tell you about that. I'll transfer to the state. You'll let them know that you want to transfer your services to Deluxe Home Care. They'll ask you for the contact number. I did text you right now the contact number. Once that's done, we're going to take care of your oxygen and making sure you get that, like, taken away and everything taken care of. Is that good?
Okay.
Tell me if
That's
you received
fine.
My
I
text.
Understand.
Tell me if you received my text that you see here that says Deluxe Home Care and then the number for Deluxe Home Care, like the contact number.
All right. Let me.
And
And then I'll text you your Medicare ID as well, because they'll need it as well, so you should have it.
There we go. Okay.
Did you receive the text? It says deluxe home care and then your Medicaid ID I sent you.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so let me transfer you to the state right now. It will take a few minutes until you get transferred. And just tell them you want to transfer your services, your home care services, to deluxe home care. Okay, and they're going to assist you forward.
Okay, thank you.
All done,
thank
I'll transfer you. Just wait on the line. It may take like 3 minutes. Okay?
Okay, no problem.
Thank you. Okay, Kathy, wait on the line until they answer. Okay?
Okay, I sure will.
Thank
you. I like some music.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too.
Home and Community-Based Services, this is April. Are you calling for yourself or for someone else?
Myself.
All right. May I have your name?
Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Richardson, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N.
All right. And what is a good callback number if we get disconnected?
314-750-4671. I take my time because I used to work with people and I, you know, in a like a warehouse, and people would call and they'd, this is blah, 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 blah. And you'd have to play it 3 or 4 times to get the message.
Well, I appreciate it. Yes, yeah, sometimes it's hard to type as fast as everyone talks.
I know. So, all right, for that matter. So if you take it slow and easy, then they can get the gist of it. The most important thing, the name and phone number and address.
Yeah. All right, and may I have your date of birth?
7/13/1949.
All right, thank you. Give me one moment to get your file pulled up here.
And I've had fun with that one. I had someone that kept saying, 15, no, 1/3. It's funny how you have to be very precise. Like July 1/3/1949. Oh, you sure about that? Yeah, that's what my birth certificate, that's what my mother always told me. That's what we always celebrated. That's what my birth certificate says.
Yeah.
You know, I tend to get snarky when people don't listen. You know, it's like, I'm not an idiot. I know what I'm saying. Just do it. And I'm that way with my delivery instructions with Instacart. Like, okay, stupid, here's how you find my apartment building. You can't miss it.
All right. Well, is this number ending in 4661 that you just gave me, is this the primary number that you want us to keep on file for reaching you?
It's 4761. Yes.
4761. Okay. And this is the best, that's the best number for reaching you?
It's the only number.
Okay. All right, and your address?
1200 Allen Market Lane, apartment 211, St. Louis, Missouri, 63104.
All right, is that good for mailing as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
In fact, I have several notices that I've got to call them, talk with them.
Okay. And how can I help today?
I need a home health aide. My present one, with her present, or rather her present company, it's a startup. And I don't know how many employees they have, but the ones I keep getting are duds. They come in, they do the housework, but they only do what they have to do. I mean, when your caregiver walks in and says, so what do you want me to do today? And you say, kitchen, bathroom, make up my bed. And here's the worst part. She doesn't make it up the way it should be. I can be very particular, and I will tell people how I want my bed made up. And they forget. She kept putting this pink sheet on my bed that is not, it's very old. It tears easily, as I found out when I tried to take off my recliner. I put sheets on my furniture to protect it. Because at my age, you never know what you might do, and it's easier to clean the sheet than the upholstery.
Do you know which... Okay. Do you know which agency you would like to change to?
Not really, but one of my neighbors has her daughter working as her home health aide. And she said, I think she said Well Beginnings.
Okay. Well Beginnings.
I don't know. I think it's Well Beginnings, but the last part will help you find the company, I think.
So you haven't spoken with them?
No.
Okay.
I just want someone reliable that comes in, does what she's supposed to do. I mean, putting up clothes.
So
are you wanting
your provider agency to be the one to choose and send out the caregiver, or do you have a caregiver hired and chosen that you want to work for you through a different agency?
I want the agency to provide one, even if we have to interview to see who's a good match. Another thing, I have a cat. She does not like cats. She claims she's allergic to them, and she got upset because she wanted a dust mask. I got one for her. She wasn't happy at it because it wasn't, I don't know, she said it smelled like pesticide. I didn't smell anything bad. It was in a plastic Ziploc bag.
Right now your care plan is for the CDS model, the consumer directed services. So I'm going to include in your request to change over to the in-home services, the agency model, which puts the provider in charge of sending the caregiver rather than you hiring your own. Okay.
Well, that's just it. I don't know who to hire.
Right. So we'll just ask to have it switched over from CDS to in-home services, and that way it's the agency's job to worry about it instead of yours. All right?
All right. Well, I think Aetna's paying for it. I'm not too sure. But let's go that way. Aetna's a CDS company, which I didn't know, but I like Aetna insurance. It's
okay.
Just this
well,
one.
Our
I
services are covered through Medicaid.
Okay. That's another thing. I need a scooter. I talked to my doctor about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And would a scooter be covered by Medicaid? My doctor said it wouldn't. It would not be. But I want a scooter rather than a chair because a scooter takes up less room. I can fold it up and put it against a wall in a corner. Does that make sense? Those chairs are nice, but they take up too much room. In a small apartment, I've seen some neighbors that have their chairs out in the hallway, which can obstruct the hallway.
Okay.
Although they wouldn't be bad because I'd be able to put my there's somewhere I can put my legs up. But still, I'd like to look at the options, scooter versus chair. So I talked to my doctor about it and let her
Yeah, you will want to see what your Medicare will cover. Do you have any more information about Well Beginnings? I am not finding them in our system.
Maybe it's New Beginnings. No, I don't.
New Beginnings.
The important thing is she gave me a lead to find a much better home health agency. I feel sorry for the woman that's running the agency. She's trying to start her own business, but I work for HomeWatch.
Does New Beginnings in-home services sound correct?
That's it.
Okay.
And she's a sweetheart. I talk with her, and I can see why, you know, she's taking care of her mother for the same reason that I took care of my mother. They have a good, strong bond. They're good friends. I didn't know about any of this when my mother was on her last legs, and I went from companion to caregiver. And I really wish I did. I wouldn't have had to work myself to, you know, going to college, which I didn't finish because I ran out of steam. Taking care of my mother and working, it gets to you. And
yes, it does.
I didn't know it. I was having a heart attack. All I knew was that, or a series of heart attacks. All I knew is I had a muscle spasm in the back of my, in my back between the shoulder blades. Guess where the heart is? 2003, I had my first diagnosed heart attack. And a few years ago, this past year, I had my second one, and I said, that's not bad for someone who had her first heart attack in 2003. Only took about 22 years. The doctors liked the fact, or, you know, the doctors couldn't get over that, but at least they knew that I wasn't a chronic heart patient. But now, you know, I've also been diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I have definitely have mobility issues because I am a, I diagnose, by the way, I diagnosed myself with this, but having been in the business, you know, I'm a fall risk. There's nothing on my floor that could cause me to fall. If I spill something, I grab a mop. And you leaning on a cane, I'm pushing the mop around to clean up the spill, depending on how bad it is. You know, you do what you can.
Well,
when you're independent,
well,
you got to keep yourself
I
healthy.
Have, you do. That's right. Well, I have submitted your request to switch your provider over. Right now, we're running approximately 21 to 31 business days out, but as soon as a specialist is available, they will be reaching out to you by a phone call just to go over the details of the changes that you want to make. Is there a particular time of day that's better for them to reach you?
Sometime in the afternoon, because so there are times that I'm up most of the night. And I sleep the most of the morning.
Okay. All right. Well, that is all in there. If there is nothing else that I can help you with, I do have a recording that I'm going to transfer you to, and it's going to provide some more information about the upcoming call, and it's going to give you the number that the specialist will be calling from so that you can recognize it and keep an eye out for us and answer, okay?
Great. How about it? Okay, let me get a piece of paper so that I can put it on a sticky note and stick it on my little table
okay.
here. All right.
Okay. You let me know when you're ready.
Okay, got pen and paper.
All right, I am sending you over now. Then thank you so much for calling, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Please hold while your call is connected.
Hi, it's Bella from Deluxe Home Care. How are you? Is Liz Catherine?
Hi, this is... Yes, it is.
Hi, I see you just finished the state call. Did it go good?
Yes, it did.
Yes, and did you request... which home care agency did you request?
New Beginnings.
Why did you request New Beginnings? You didn't request Deluxe?
I have a neighbor whose daughter takes care of her, and I like her daughter as a, I like the fact that, let's just say, I've met a few people representing the firm that are always polite and such. When you have a caregiver standing in the parking lot screaming because you accidentally broke wind, you didn't say excuse me loud enough. And then
I got it, but
and she's not happy. She berated me.
Right, but we have excellent caregivers. We are Deluxe Home Care. You called us for assistance, right? You called me for assistance, and
right.
I told you to ask for Deluxe Home Care because we have great caregivers that can help you.
I would appreciate that. I used to be a caregiver. I worked with a few that I wish had remained that had remained unemployed.
Right, so that's why I really want to help you, because I know, like, how bad it is, and we do have great caregivers. So I really wanted to service you with great caregivers, but you need to request for deluxe home care. That's the only way we can service you.
Okay, let's go with New Beginnings.
You don't want to go to deluxe home care?
All right, deluxe will do.
What?
As long as I get someone that comes in and respects me.
Right, but if you ask for New Beginnings, then we won't be able to service you. Do you want to call them again to let them know that you need rather deluxe home care?
Oh, no, I have you in. I'm rather easygoing, having been a home health care. All I ask is respect and hard work.
I understand.
And conversation.
I understand you totally, but I'm not sure if New Beginnings have good aides, because you said it's her daughter that works for it. So it's a family member. It's not an aide from their agency.
Well, the thing is, I'll take whoever comes. I would appreciate someone with a car, but if that's not the case, we can go by state.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
She
I'll
rides
let them
free.
Know. I'll let them know to find you a good caregiver, and then we'll call the state to let them know that you want to go to deluxe home care once we have a good caregiver for you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Christian, we'll be in touch. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.